Hello, and welcome to a special podcast profile with Marwan Bashrawi, who is here to talk with us today about the upcoming Global NDT Conference on March 1st. But before we get to that, I wanted to let you know that today's podcast is brought to you by SureHand, the unlimited hiring platform that instantly matches industrial employers with skilled tradespeople. Check them out at surehand.com. So Marwan, thank you for joining us today from Dubai.
Glad to be here. Thank you very much.
So first, for the few listeners who don't know the famous Marwan, can you tell us a little bit about your career?
I grew up and ended up working my whole life in the oil industry. I grew up in Dahran, Saudi Arabia, and my father used to work for the world's largest oil producer, currently known as Saudi Aramco, and I finished, and then I ended up, it kind of became a family occupation, and our legacy and went into the second generation, and I followed in his footsteps and ended up working for the same company that I grew up in and around. So I finished a 35 and a half year career there, which ended up as an engineer, and I ended up in the inspection side of the business over there, and I became the manager of the operations inspection division, which was in charge of inspecting and surveying all the operations of the company, all its refineries and all its production facilities, and also worked in vendor inspection, and which we used to all inspect all source inspection of all the equipment and all the material and that we would buy from around the world. So we had a very robust quality assurance program that we imposed on all our suppliers. And I ended up in the operations inspection division, as I said, managing that. And inside Aramco had the operations inspection division. They had inside it the non-destructive testing concerns and units. And I had two units working for me. One was called just the basic non-destructive testing unit, and it was doing the conventional, what we call the conventional testing, non-destructive testing. And then we had also developed a advanced non-destructive testing unit too. And we actually had built one of the largest non-destructive testing centers in the world on the premises over there in Dahran, Saudi Arabia, in Saudi Aramco. And it was called, and we called it the Inspection Technology Center. So that's how I got into non-destructive testing, through my job working as the manager of the operations inspection division.
Fantastic. And currently you serve on the board of ASNT, is that correct?
That's correct. It's my third term on the board. Every time I get on the board, I have an objective. And I can tell you about that, but that's not what we're here for.
It's probably a whole separate podcast.
Exactly. Exactly. So yes, this is my third term, and there's a lot to be done there. And it just happened. I started it just when the pandemic started. So it's been an interesting, a whole paradigm shift on how we do board meetings. So, in fact, how we do everything at ASNT.
I bet. And I know that you've really spent a lot of your career at ASNT really trying to incorporate the international members into the organization more fully, especially considering that they're 50% of the membership is international. So, And perhaps that leads into what you're currently doing with the Global NDT Conference or Expo.
Yes. Expo. Yeah, that's right. It's yeah, that would be a good segue to that. I'll tell you the it started out in 2018 as the Gulf Non-Destructive Testing Expo, and actually after that, 2018, it was a very successful conference, and then we decided to have it in in 2020, but we know what happened in 2020, so we had to go virtual. So we also started thinking out of the box on that one. As long as we're going virtual, that means we can reach out more people from around the world, and so we changed it to Global Non-Destructive Testing Expo. The biggest advantage of that, the reason why I led to having the first Gulf Non-Destructive Testing Expo was for the reason that advanced technologies and non-destructive testing just didn't travel well. Technology transfer did not reach here. When I set up my business out here in Dubai, I moved after I finished my illustrious career in Saudi Aramco. I built my whole business around technology transfer and facilitating technology to this entire region. And of course, Dubai is a good, excellent location, logistically speaking. I mean, this is like the Singapore of Asia, or the Hong Kong of Asia, of the Middle East. It's Dubai. It was a good location to be there in that sense. In every way, which way, logistics, you might think, even in business, I figured it was a good place to run the whole region, or, you know, direct the whole region when it came to that. Because another thing that I am also is I'm also the regional director for the Middle East region. So at the same time, that was the business side of my interest, but my my nonprofit professional support side of the business was a good place for me to actually keep in contact with all our other sections within the region of Middle East region, which includes all the way up north to Turkey and all the way down south to Oman. We have currently six sections in the Middle East, and it turns out that over here in the Middle East, there is no society, not even a national society. The closest thing we get to a national NDT society is in Turkey. And it's not as robust as, of course, nothing can be as robust as American Society for Non-Destructive Testing when it comes to that. So there was a need for some kind of an organized management of for the profession in this part of the world, and that was another reason why a lot of advanced technologies were not reaching this place, and nobody knew anything about it. I glibly say that you can live without non-destructive testing, but once you find out about it, know about it, you say, oh my God, I wish I knew about it a lot earlier. You know, it's like after the GNDT Expo 2018, a local Middle East oil industry publication actually interviewed me along with the officers that I managed to invite, AS&T officers managed to invite, and they attended. From the chairman to the president of AS&T. And we sat around and they were interviewing us, and they asked us all sorts of questions about NDT. And it was good that AS&T was there working with that conference. And the UAE section of AS&T put it on. And the funny part about it is that when they wrote the article, they actually entitled it, non-destructive testing, is it a necessary evil?
Yikes.
Quote, unquote.
Oh.
So it's like, oh, talk about, that's how much they knew about NDT, or appreciated NDT. That's no way, you don't start with a negative when you're trying to prove a positive, but they did that, unfortunately. But that's how little they appreciated NDT. I'll use the word appreciation. And they built it up a lot, you know, they built a lot of things into it. But like I said, the whole purpose of GNDT Expo was to get, you know, to up the appreciation of it, of what it can do for you and the possibilities. And it's not just conventional. And they don't know enough about conventional, much less more advanced methods that we're coming up with and the equipment that we're coming up with. And I wanted to facilitate this transfer, transfer of NDT technology to this part of the world. The reason why we're having now GNDT Expo 2020, which is now 2021 because of the pandemic, is due to popular demand. Our exhibitors in particular kept saying, when are we going to have the next one? When are we going to have the next one? And so we're backed by popular demand.
That's great. Yeah. Especially in a world where we have so many conferences, that's really great to hear that demand is very high.
Yeah, that's right. But in the Middle East, in the conventional conference way, there'd never been a very wide coverage of NDT across industries, as big as we put it on in Dubai, because it was a good location for that. Working in non-destructive testing in this part of the world, usually it kind of tends to go with the oil and petrochemical industry way of going. But it's more than that. We all know it's more than that. We have so many industries that rely on us a lot. That's another purpose of the GNDT Expo was to get all the industries to buy into it, to appreciate what we can do.
Excellent.
And so, like I said, another thing is that a lot of the service suppliers, there's no way it gave them an avenue into the Middle East. You know, a lot of technologies were being developed out there that were not finding their way out here because they had no avenue for it. And this was a good direction for them, or a road to lead them over to this part of the world. Otherwise, they'd have no way of coming out here. A lot of people that exhibited at our first conference a couple of years ago, now it's going on 3 years ago, came because they would have never have been here before. They had never been here before, and they would never have come out here until I told them, hey, we're doing this. Here's your chance. Come on out here.
And that's really great.
A stage. So I'm not surprised a lot of people said, okay, we want to come back.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what they did.
Well, hopefully next time we can all be in person, but can you give us sort of what some of the highlights are that we can expect on March 1st?
On March 1st. Yes. That's what the highlights, it's going to be. We had something like the first conference because, like I said before, it attracted a lot of first-time people, and it was the first time kind of widespread, all-encompassing conference to do with NDT across industries. It wasn't the first one. The first one was, of course, the famous Middle East Non-Destructive Testing Conference, an exhibition, which I, of course, led also to to incorporating and putting on when I was working for Aramco. But it was mainly directed or focused on the oil industry, of course. So when I was trying to also do a conference out of Dubai, I figured it was a good location for across all industries right now, because in Dubai they have, of course, the utility industry big time. They even have clean energy industry. They're really pushing that a lot. They have in the UAE, they have the first nuclear power plant in the entire region. And then they're going to also be building one up in Turkey pretty soon too. So nuclear industry is coming here big time.
And aerospace,
of course. Yeah, I was going to get to that one. some of the biggest world airlines are based in and around this Gulf region right here, which is why we call it the Gulf, also NDT Conf Expo. And yeah, exactly. Emirates Airlines and Qatar Airlines and Etihad Airlines, you know, three big airlines. And the reason why they're really very large and very famous airlines is because of the geographical location of this being the Middle East between East and West. They all got to stop here. They could either stop here, right? Or they stop up in Europe. And people are finding out that they can stop out here too, just as easy. Of course, the rest is all competition and marketing.
So sounds like there's a lot of good opportunities for people for this conference. Are there still sort of virtual booths available if somebody wanted to get in at the last minute?
Yes, exactly. This is the first time that we had to get virtual. I was about to talk about how our first conference, we attracted something like 35 exhibitors. This time, we only have about 14, but that's okay because we have to do a lot of paradigm shifts, don't we? Because it's virtual conferences now are only held during the day, one day. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, and to account for that, we're having a day session like our time and an evening session so we can capture the rest of the globe. I mean, right now you're in California and I'm here in Dubai. We are exactly 12-hour difference. We're night and day. So we've worked that into it. And luckily, the event management company that I worked with the first time, they'd never done a technical conference or conference that was as technical as ours. So they learned a lot and they did a great job. They were an experienced events management, but it was mostly for the other things. You know, it was like the Stetson ball, you know, for the oil industry. People, you know, they put on really good shows, you know, more of a social gathering type of thing, but they never really got into the business of the technical thing. So we helped, we formulated some the way it's supposed to be done. Right now, because we're going into the virtual conference or the digital conferencing, like I said, we the first one was 3 days. This one is only going to be 1 day. You know, it's like 8 hours, whatever it is. So we cut back on the speakers and we cut back on the exhibitors, in that sense. And we also wanted to cut back on the cost too. So you know, you can put on a virtual conference a lot. Of course, you mentioned it in the very beginning of this podcast that there's a lot of conferences going all over the world, right? So we have a lot to compete with in that sense, you know. But what makes our conference different is that our exhibitors come back to us. They liked our first conference; they'll come back to us again. You know, we're familiar. We're familiar to them. So in that sense. And of course, we also will, even though it's a virtual conference, it's open to everybody else, but the globe also is interested in what's going on over here, right? So our exhibitors tend to be and exhibit their services for what's needed here in this region right now. And what's needed in this region is all those industries that I've been talking about. And of course, a lot of people from in and around this whole region will also, that's our primary attendees or participants. And what we've done also, we've also thought out of the box in that sense, you can register for free, you know? So how about that, huh?
I was going to bring that up. I think that's a huge selling point for people because there's a lot of virtual conferences right now where people are being charged to attend And yes, they might be getting recertification points or PDHs or whatever it is, but a lot of people just want to see what's out there, get some education, figure out, look at some of the vendor stuff, and offering it for free, I think, is a huge deal, particularly because it's global. And you will have people from all over the globe sharing information. And I think there's a real value in that. And the fact that you guys are allowing people to register and attend for free is huge.
Yes. Yes, it's so huge, because we also learned from our first conference that we opened up the exhibits for free. We actually, because we were appreciative of the exhibitors. Exhibitors, that's their biggest, these conferences are made specifically for them. They're our primary customer, so they're paying to exhibit, and so we want to give them exhibitees, whatever you want to call them. So that's another reason why we provided it that way. We realized that, and we found out that by opening up the exhibitions for free, people just came in at the last moment. They all came in. When we told them, to attend the conference, you're going to have to pay. We didn't get very many paying participants at all. But we kept the speakers and the presentations for a fee. They'd have to buy a conference a participation fee. But if you just wanted to come and just visit the exhibits, we said we opened it up, and it turned out to be very attractive. And that's the whole point. So at least we had our exhibitors very happy.
Right, right. And so this time, though, people can attend everything for free, correct? Because it's virtual?
Exactly. Because we can do it, right? When you set up a physical conference, it's like, it costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
It costs a lot of money. Even setting up even what we charge for the exhibitors, is only got a little bit of profit in it. So we have to pay off all our other overheads. But it costs a lot of money to set up physical exhibits. But over here, it's all virtual. We're trying that model in that kind of way. It's just, it took a while to develop the program, of course. We have those overheads. But developing the program, that's why we were able to charge less to the exhibitors. We're trying to help them in that sense, because we want them to come back and exhibit some more for the benefit of the region. There's all that yin and yang stuff going on for sure. But if you go to our website, I think, and I've been looking at other conferences, virtual conferences, I think they've got a very impressive platform, very impressive interactive platform.
I agree. I've been checking it out as well. And I think they're really doing a great job at trying to give people the experience of being at a conference without being there. And I think that's important at this point. People have been, sort of locked away for a year, and anything we can do to sort of simulate being in person, connecting with people sort of face-to-face, I think that's going to be a huge, very exciting portion of the conference as well. So, we're really looking forward to it. And I want to thank you for being with us today. Could you give us the website for the conference?
Yes, it's gndtexpo.com. As simple
Excellent.
As that.
So
all
that's,
you got to do is only one click and you're registered.
That's
all they
true.
Want is your name and your email address, and that's it. That's just to let you in. And they'll send you how you can come in. They'll recognize you and let you in.
But I can tell you that it's very easy because I did it myself. So go to gndtexpo.com and register today for the March 1st conference. And again, Marwan, I want to thank you for being with us today. And I want to thank our sponsor, Surehand. Visit surehand.com.